the land of Sugya, Mesefta Sugya, Davtes, and Adveis, world famous Sugya of Bitl Schach. The famous Gemara's question, how come it's Starev? Schach Posel by the Schach Kosher. We saw yesterday different shitas in the Rishonim, review very, very briefly. According to Tosfos Shita, if you have the majority of Schach Kosher and the minority of Schach Posel, we call it 40 and 20, the Sukkah is Kosher, because the 20 is considered Batel in the 40. So even though you only have 40% Schach Kosher, if you have 20 of Schach Posel and they're all mixed in together, Kshechavton, they're mixed in, we say Bittel Barov. Tosfos considers to be a Davar Pashut, Maila Membra, if you recall. We thought not Pashut at all, but Tosfos thinks it's a Davar Pashut. Maila Membra, it's obvious. This is Tosfos' opinion. Okay, just to refresh your memories, the Rosh sounds the same as Tosfos, but there's a big difference. Just to show you again, it's always worthwhile seeing for a minute again. This is Tosfos of Testament Base. There's also a Rosh. Rabbi Osai, I'm going to turn to the Rosh just for a minute. This is a good Chazara. Simin Yudalid. For all intents and purposes, it looks exactly the same as Tosfos, because the Rosh is the same as Tosfos said. But as the the Korban Asanel Os Ayin says so beautifully, that Rabbeinu Helen Kushizu, right, Tosfos says the Kasha, the more as the Kasha come and start of Schach Posel, just give an answer, Tzilsa Meruba, that's obvious. Now the Rosh didn't ask that question, why not? He explains as follows. I'm reading the Korban Asanel Ayin. Temasuka Tzilsa Meruba Mechamsa, in Kena Filuk She'ilan Tzilsa Meruba Mechamsa, Nami Kosher, Shmosh Hevi Rabbeinu Lekalan Tzimete Zayin. We called it yesterday 70-60. You have 70% Schach Kosher and 60% Schach Posel. According to the Rosh, it is Kosher. It is Kosher. Okay? So, Tosfos presumes it would hold that it's Posel. If you'll take a look in the very last line of the Korban HaSanal Ayin, Lo Nochas Rabbeinu, means the Rosh, L'chalek Bein Sha'ilon Kodim, Ma'ashek and Hosan Shas Sukkah Kodem as a Sadnik, Moshechilik, Ma'asha, the Shitas Atosus. So, although the Rosh and the Tosfos are fundamentally the same, but it's a big difference. Again, they both agree that 40-20 could be good, called the Tosfos and the Rosh, because the Schach Posel is bottle in the Schach Kosher. What will happen, though, in a situation where what we call 70-60, 70% Schach Kosher and 60% Schach Posel. So Tosfos says it's no good, and the Rosh says that it is good. So that's a dispute, again, within the general Shita, that you say Bittel, does Bittel only apply in a case in which the Schach Posel is Scham Simu Mechamsa, or does it apply even in a case of Tzil Simu Mechamsa? And that will depending upon that is the question, is whether Tosfos' question is a question or is not a question. Review again. Tosfos Akasha on the second narrow line. For Hodlo Mishani came at the Balab Postal Tilsim Mechamsa. Give that answer. No. Because otherwise, that's obvious. Myla Membra. The Rosh didn't even ask the Kasha. Why didn't the Rosh ask the Kasha? So the Korban HaSanal in Os Ayin explains so beautifully. You know why he didn't ask the Kasha? Because if the Sukkah is Tzil Simu Mechamsa, can I feel Kshil and Tzil Simu Mechamsa? Nami Kosher. 70-60 would also be Kosher. What's the proof? Sadin. So according to the Rosh, if it's raining in your Sukkah, just, you know, no problem. If a Jew has a Sukkah under a tree, we say, oh, what kind of crazy Jew is this? Under a tree? Everybody knows a Sukkah under a tree is no good. Everybody except for the Rosh. The Rosh says, I kid you not. If the Korban HaSanal is correct, which I think he is, if you have a Sukkah under a tree, and the sukkah itself is tilsi b'be mecham. So it's kosher. Kosher. Right? The same as pirus lo sadin, the nafyud. The sadin is 100%. Right? So it's afal pikein. The sukkah is kosher. The question would be 100%, not 90%, whatever it may be, but it presumably is the majority of schach kosher. In any event, Tosus has a distinction between no, sadin is different, because there the sukkah share precedes the sadin. That's why it's okay. But the ilan, which presumably precedes the sukkah, been there for many, many years, so then we would say that it's no good. Fine. This is the machlokas between Tosus and the Rosh. Now, then there are two completely different things. There's the Rav Yoh, sat right over here in the Rosh, and then the small kuf, Rabbeinu Aviyah Ezri, close to Riva. No, a whole different shot completely. We say that, of course, you need 50% schach kosher. There's nothing to talk about. When the Gemara is asking Akasha, come and starve schach posel, but schach kosher, what it means to say is a chiddush that whatever is underneath schach posel doesn't count. So the schach posel on top is mistarve the schach kosher on the bottom to mevatel it. So the only way it's going to ever be kosher is in one of two cases. Either the schach posel on top is over the holes on the bottom, not over the schach kosher, or there's 90% schach kosher on the bottom and 20% schach posel on top. So 90 minus 20 equals 70. So you're left with 70% schach kosher. That's the opinion of the Rav Yoh. The Mechaber quotes both of these views. Then it's the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor makes the famous distinction between whether what came first. What came first? Did the schach kosher come first? Did the schach posel come first? According to the Baal HaMor, that is really the most important criteria. I guess we should open up just for not everyone's here today. Let's open to the Baal HaMor one more time. It's on the Mar Mekaymus. It's page Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet and Heim and Alf from the old prints. Baal HaMor says, Pirish. Shemishah shahosif mashu schach kosher al sukkah ilan nitztarfu zelazeh v'nasez ben asukkah tzilsum ruba mechamsa betziruv sukkah ilan shehem schach posel. So that it's stuck. Any piece of schach you put there when it's a majority schach tzilsum ruba mechamsa there already gets swallowed up with the rabbit called kama bottle, right? That's what he sounds to be saying. Like I have an expression of Gemara and Avodah Zarah. Afal pi shehosav achakach pschach kosher ein emo shereinasas asukah kvar tzus mevichamsa of psul. Okay, so that's the view of the Baal HaMor. It's kama bottle in a certain sense. Fine. Naksha chifton, we had again, so we had four pshatim in terms of mitzvah pschach posel that is pschach kosher. One and two, 40-20 would be good. The dispute is, what about 70-60, as we mentioned before? The others say, no, that's not going to work. So what does it mean, schach posel? So the Rav Yoh says it means whatever on top knocks out whatever's on the bottom. Okay? And the Baal HaMor says, and again, according to the Rav Yoh, we saw in the Rush before, when the Rush said explicitly that this is no good, so again, it's rejected. So both Tosfos put it this way: the Rush rejects it completely. He himself rejects it, and the Rav Yoh rejects it. Tosfos must accept it according to the Maharsha, some distinction. According to the Baal HaMor, that's the only distinction. What came first? So they have four shittos. Now, what did the Mikshe Chavtan? Also, a number of shittos in the Rishon. What did Rashi say? Tosfos said you lowered it. Baal HaMor quoted Chavot Rami. Amar quotes this from Rabbeinu Shlomo, Hespilon, Lashon Chavot Rami, he puts it down, and it gets mixed in together. That's the pshat of Rashi and Tosfos. This is a standard pshat, if you will. The Baal HaMor is what I call the really unique pshat. What does he say, pshat? Shechavad Anfa Ilan, Ashenashu Kol La'olam Mimenu. All the leaves fell off. The Goli Adaitet Lo Nichalei Betzilo Shalilan Klal. he's demonstrating by knocking all the leaves off, he's not interested in the shade of the tree whatsoever. The Ravid says, well, who cares what he thinks? And we saw in the same Shemel Amor on the side of our Balmos in our print, he justifies it. Okay, fine, good. So that's the second interpretation. The word Chavet does not mean knock down the, push down, as Rashi said, you push down the Schach, the Elon, into the Schach, and you mix it up as one unit. That's not what it means. But rather, what does it mean? It means you knock the leaves off. We saw two more pshatim. One is Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says, but what does it mean, Kshechavtan? What it means is, Shekitzitzon. In Kitzitzon Kshera. Rashi is aware of this pshat. Rashi knows this pshat. And he says, he quotes it, right? And he doesn't like it. He's not happy with this pshat for a variety of reasons. Hamafarish chavata tlisha o shlifa toa timachubahu mayahani vitalishu hakatani o kitzitzon chaldereshu mechubarim. Textual and logical complaint with this pshat, but Rabbeinu Chananel says it. Rambam and Pirush Mishnah sounds that way, but then there's a fourth pshat which the Ravid said pshat in the Rambam that means to separate. So there are four different pshatim in Mitzdarav Schach Posel Beschach Kosher, and four pshatim in Shechiftan. There are other, we'll call them outlier pshatim. We're going to skip for the moment because I think four and four is enough to keep us our heads spinning for a while. Yes.
When Rambam says to spread them with the fourth pshat, what does right. that practically mean? As in He has to take the branches. And
so the simple pshat is, when you spread them, it's not going to be over the schach kosher anymore. Mm. It'll be spread into a different direction. That's one simple pshat. I don't want the spreading pshat, again, and I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but the pasha pshat means that once you spread them, it's no longer on top of the kosher. As he holds like the Rav Yoh fundamentally, whatever's on top of the kosher is no good. When you spread it, no longer on top of the kosher, and therefore it would be good. We did see the Ravid yesterday, am I correct? Oh, we're still here. The Magen Mishnah, so we left off yesterday, correct? Let's take a look at the Magen Mishnah. Oh, it's broken?
Okay.
The lamp went out? Okay, are you going to call facilities?
Yeah.
Thank God there's no noise coming right now. I'm not sure if Menachem gets the credit for that or not. But we have no noise, we have no light. We used to have a sound and light show, and now we have no sound and no light. All right, so we'll have to without the computer today. I'm just, we saw the Ravid, the Magen Mishnah's Lashon over here. Let's see, one second. Hold on. Hasogis. Rabbeinu Mefarash Shechavot and Shefrid and Zemizeh. Okay. Fine. That's the Magen Mishnah's shot in the Ravid. See if I can give you, I'm just going to read you a few more things. Shefrid and Zemizeh. Avalim Lohim Urav and Zemizeh. Afa pisha schach kosher rabba mitzarven zemezeh apostle. Okay, chavada means a freedom. Okay, tzorach shi abesichu hakosher habi men apsul. Okay, that's what it means. And presumably it means it's no longer on top of the schach kosher. Ad kan rabosai, brief chazar of yesterday shir. Four pshatim in chometzar, four pshatim in chavada. Fine. Now we're going to turn our attention to the Shulchan Aruch as we did at the end of the shir yesterday. And then, after we finish that just briefly, we're going to go to the next Gemara. We never finished the Tosfos, we never finished the Gemara, we never finished the Rashi even. We had a limited amount of time, but now we're going to open the Mishnah Berurah, Rabbosai, today, and see what it says there, and then we'll come back to Gemara Tosfos, Rashi and Tosfos momentarily. Tov Reish Chav Vav Sif Aleph. We mentioned the Rambam as a funny. It's happened sometimes. Rambam doesn't get given the Mechaber a chance to start. He has a Haggah before the Mechaber got his open his mouth. He already has something to say. Okay. Ein lasa sukkah tachas bayis ha'ilin. Boom. Before the Rechava said a word. Fine. Ha'osa sukkah tachas ha'ilin. Yesh omrim. Shema ilan tzilsim b'mechamso psula b'chol inyan. Afim ha'sukkah tzilsim b'mechamso. Right. This is not shita satosis. Aval ha'ilan chamsim b'mechamso. Im ha'sukkah tzilsim b'mechamso b'lo ilan k'shera. Afilu lo hishpil hanav from the matel of imschach shera imschach asuka, avol im ein asuka tilsim b'mechamsa ella aydei ha'ilon. So shiyashpil hanavim v'yarvim im imschach b'nish lo yunikarim v'yischach rabalem v'mevatlon. Fine. So if you have tilsim b'mechamsa, it works. It works. When does it work? If the Ilan is chamsa with mitzilsa. This is Tosfos' version, not the Rosh's version. Right? Fine. The Yesh Omrim, Shafilu masuka tzilsa with mechamsa below Ilan, but Ilan chamsa with mitzilsa, it's still a problem. Imanfa Ilan mechuvonim negadav schaf hakosha psula, bein shah Ilan koda mecha sukkah. We saw this verbatim in the Rosh from the Rav Yo. Kemesh anfa Ilan mechuvonim kenegad schach kosher. Avol, skipping the Ramah. Imanofim kenegad ashmen schach kosher. Shera, hol v'tzel ha'kosher u'smuva mechamsa. Shafilim yinotel ilam yeshir k'kosher v'kosher l'hachshir. U'v'chazal lo shan ilam ben kodem ilam l'skodem ha'slach d'ilechad lahem. Okay, so this is the opinion of the Rav Yoh. So the Mechava calls, we'll call it Tosa Shita, Rav Yoh Shita leaves out the Rosh Shita and the Balamor Shita. Fine, 2 out of 4. Not to complain. Okay, this is the Mechava in Tov Resh Chav Vav Sif Aleph. Fine. Comes the Ramah. We skipped the Ramah before for a reason. In discussing the Rav Yoh's view, which is the second view found over here, the Ramah writes, Miu, im hishpil anavim lamata v'irvin im aschach, shenen nikorin, betalin, pasuk ha'ksheira. Who said so? The Rosh and the Ran. Okay? Now the Ramah is now going within the second opinion of the Rav Yoh, and despite that fact, he still says that even it is kosher. Says the Mishnah Berura, "Uvazemahani afilum ein asuka tilsim mechamsa below ilon kamola de'arishona." That 40-20, even the Rav Yoh is going to agree that it's kosher. That's what it says. V'yesh omrim, this is the where it says the little ches. So the day achrona, zu lo mahani afil kshishpil, 40-20 won't work. You need 51. You need schach as tzukas tzils mechamsa. Ula ma'isa nochal lahachmer kavasayu. Now who is fighting this out? You have to look in Sharatzion, see who the protagonists are. Who are the ones who say that it's good? Chemed Moshe, Narsholim, Bigdei Yeshev, Beis Meir. That's 4 gedolei olam. Wow. Shokal Mogan Avram connected call you strong. And Mogan Avram on one side is already, you know, you're in prayer, you're in Tzoros. He quoted the Ran. You saw this yesterday. No, the Ran proves nothing. The Rosh proves nothing. He has a Magad Mishnah. That's true. The Magad Mishnah says Beferish, name of the Ramban. That's true. We saw that. We read it yesterday in the Shir. I'll show it to you in 2 places. Number one, I'll show it to you in the Ran. And then we'll show it to you, and I'll read it to you for the Magad Mishnah. There's a difference. There's a famous 3 dinim for both sides. 3 dinim. The source of this is all the Ramban. It's a little bit of a pella that the Ran seems to be plagiarizing it from the Ramban. Although he does leave out a very salient point, but that's why I didn't have to call the Ramban for this very reason. It's page Yud Gimel Vinim Tzu. It's in the old print. It should be on page Hey, Daf Hey somewhere. Vinim Tzu is a big, bold print. We're not going to read the entire piece, just the middle, just 2 lines in the middle. Vasheni, the second in. V'shechivton v'irvon, v'yika ruba schach kosher, v'ein o ilan tzilsimu mechamso, k'sheira. Okay? Now, what does it mean ruba schach kosher? Rove of what? Rove of what? So, one could say, the Magen Avraham says, rove means 51%. Not muchach. Rov can mean 40% as opposed to the 20% that he mentions thereafter. So you can't learn anything from the Ran Because the Rav holds like the Rav Yo, he might still be Mekel. The problem is when the Magen Mishnah quotes the same exact thing. I'll just read it to you from here. You take my word for the moment. He quotes his three dinim, the same three dinim, same. He quotes from the Rambam. These three dinim. He adds a phrase, Gimel dinim. But he has the second din. Look what he says. We went through this yesterday. He says, "In my apostle be atzmo chamso meruah mitzilso va'kosher tzilso mechamso." That's din beis. No, that's not 40-20. That's 51-20. So you see that the Magen Avraham is right, according to the Magen Mishnah and the Ramban. You can't just push him aside. I will give you the Chemin Moshe, the Beis Meir, and then no. You can't push aside the Magen Mishnah and the Ramban and just like this. So let's look at the Sharasi and how you evaluate these Gedoliot. He says, yes, the Magen Mishnah and the Ramban, Rabbi Yeruchim, yeah, but the Rosh and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch only quotes the Dei Achrona, doesn't work, B'Shalom Chiftan, Afinam Asuka Tzilsim B'Micham, so Mashma, B'Shar Dvorim, Daina B'Shachavtan, Modu Gamma Dei Rishonim, V'Chein Muchak Min Aramo, Shekosav She'enam Nikorim, the low Kamogon Avram, she calls the Lishna the Ramo ain't a meduktok. No, it's darn meduktok. She ain't a nikarim. What's the Lishna the Ramo? He may spiel enough from the mat of Irvin Maschach, she ain't a nikarim. Then, betalim, vasuka, kishera. Betalim, vasuka, kishera, which means we call 40-20. The Magen Avraham said that the lashon of the Ramo is not meduktok. Rabbi Osai, how many people have the Magen Avraham today? You have a big shulchan aruch. Who has a big shulchan aruch? You have it. Your screens work. Yes, yeah, so your screen works. So either you have a screen or the Magen Avraham. Almost everyone has either a screen or Magen Avraham. It's open up. There you go. With old technology and new technology, everybody has access to the Magen Avraham. I have it both. But I'm going to go to the old technology, if you don't mind. I prefer the safer. Tov Reish Chav Vav. Miyuim Hishpil. Okay, the Magen Avraham Sifkot and Dalet. V'davka shasukah tzilsim buba below ilon. That's exactly the chumrah of the Magen Mishnah and the Rambam. Vein ilam mitzarav himo de ein zeh bittel gomer kem shochel asiro. Chen in a post of ein mitzarav ran u Magen Mishnah Rabbi Yeruchim. So the Ran never said it. Magen Mishnah Rabbi Yeruchim did say it. V'chol devarav shel Rama hem devi harosha the lo kebach shekosa dech sheirvan mitzarav af the svarazu 40-20 the lesser. It's wrong. Ela korchok marik kankshit tilsim ruba. Umasha kosav ramo she'enam nikorim. Watch this now. Enam meduktok. Da filu nikorim shari. Kevan shit tilsim ruba. Enam meduktok. That's not. Yeah. Take a look if you will. If you have a machsa shekel, it's always good to see a little extra. That's the next piece. We're not going to get to that right now. No, he only comments on the next line there, which I haven't gotten to yet. Fine. The filuni karm shari kevashit silsa of the schach itself is meruba. V'chein hu behedya barosh v'rad v'tosis of the sircha the lishna the svar rishona nokat. He's not meduktuk. It's hard to say that. Really hard to say that. And the pashup shot is that we should assume that the Ramah meant to be Mekel, but despite that, Ledina, you can't push away the Magen Avraham and the Ramban and the Magen Mishnah Ben Yeruchim for Gedolei Olam, as you'll see in a moment. We saw that Mishnah Berurah said Lemas Nachon Hachmak. Kavasayu, let's finish up in the Sharatzion on the bottom. Ches, Magen Avraham. After the Ramah, the Mucha Kavasayu, the Hani Achron, Manal, because it's not. The Kobagon, Biker, I did, but Sosim, the Esver, the Rishonim. The Kolbo, the Chesukah, the Dinos, the Sukos, the Tachasila, Shesosam shamet chila kadas avi ezri. Second day. Because of that fila b'shechavatan lo mahani elim keg shasuka tilsim v'michamsam lo ilon. Exactly. Like whom? Like whom? Like the Ramban and Magad Mishnah. V'das harash there lehokal baza. Hayin shah. So you have three machmirim. Magad Mishnah Ramban. Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Avi ezri. And the day Rishon b'kobo. Siyamti lemais enochel ha'achmakav asayu. Even though the Ramah presumably is mekel against the Mogan of Ramah, saying it's not meduktuk. Ad kan rabosai the sharatzi. Very, very important. Fine. Oh. Now, rabosai, the end of the shiur yesterday, we began the Bir Halacha Mikri. Never had a chance to finish it, ran out of time. That's just one, just learn this little last line of the Ramah. And then we'll come to the Bir Halacha. But last line is a very tricky line. Last line of Ramah is, V'cheini miniach schach ha-kosher al ha-schach ha-posel, mikri eru v'kosher. A very difficult line. Apparently an illogical line. How does bittul work? When you can't tell one from the other, not nikar. If one's on top of the other, it's clearly recognizable. So how in heaven's name can this work? How does it work? Take a look, if you will, in the Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Tess. Mikri Eir of a Kosher. V'hainuk shehoya aschach ha-kosher meruba al apostle. That's obvious. Okay. V'hayim v'nochen al asuka kol echad v'yachad b'fnei atzmo. V'hayim v'ruv and klal l'asa zeh b'tzad zeh. Ein tzorach shiyah b'kosher rov k'negad apostle. V'afilim heim mechza mechza. That's another story. But the question becomes, why does this work? Where does it come from? So if you look on this, in the parentheses, it says, tells you the first where to look. Tells you to look, Mordechai Perekama the Sukh. Okay, Rabosai, let's open up. Mordechai Perekama the Sukh. Doesn't add up to us at first glance. It's a very difficult idea. Mu'urav Natnika means they're intermingled. Not one directly on top of the other. It's hard to understand this. Let's take a look. Tov Shin Lamed Dalet. Okay. In Tav Shin Lamed Dalet, he quotes Tosfos. As long as you have 51% Schach Kosher, it's always going to be good. If the Posel is less. I made him Shim Shim Rikutz, he says, no, Posel was underneath it. Avok Shechavton, then it's okay. Okay. Leave out the lattice for the moment, I told you. Rabbeinu Peretz says, "Hoyimitzava lahosim arava alehem." You never disco for arava to the lattice. It's like chavata. What does that mean? It seems to indicate that in order to be considered chavata, it doesn't have to be actually totally intermingled. If one is on top of the other, it's also going to be okay. That's what the Ramah quotes. And the source of the Ramah is the Mordechai. Okay, we'll come back to this in a little bit greater detail as we look in the Bir Halacha. Rabosai will be the Bir Halacha Mikri. The Dasa Magen Rav said, "Kodesh Dalad Beinon Bezeh Sheyaschach Hakosher Tzilsim Mechamis in and of itself." Tilav Hachi. Afshe Meruba Ben Aschach Pasul Amahani. Tashari Achronim, she schema the Kavas Rabbah the Hakal, Shashpos, Anofim, the Mata Shiakosha, the Tsir of the Mishak Postal Tilsim of Mechamsa, Barak Bin Shia Yosef Eshak Apostle, Gaminian Zer, Kainu, 40-20. Ulchola Perushin, Yamalidea Shak Postal Levad, Yagamkin Tilsim of Mechamsa, as Psul Haksuka, Abm Shak Akashim Ruba Behead, Mr. Bruce of Cotton Bays, we said it's of Cotton Bays, we thought was like the Tosis against the Rush, as we understood it. Let's take a look for a minute. Just keep one in here. We'll turn back a page. But Shabbos of Cotton Bays. What does it say over there? It says, says the Mishabur Beis, but that's the Poshup shot in the Mechaber. As I told you, he quotes two Pshitas, the Tosis and the Rav Yoel, left out the Rosh and the Malamar. Back to the Bialacha. This is where we left off yesterday. We never got any past this. Okay. Omnam, after the brackets. Be'ikur dini ramon, hezmi amon achad mikri eruv. Toma zeh mesevichem en Moshe. Tim kein yesh chiluk. Tim aschach kosher tachas aposol. Right, tachas ha'ila. Be'inon eruv davka shayun nikar, as the Mechaber said. Tim ha kosher l'mala al aposol. Okay, that's our case of the ramon. Lo beina an eruv, ele bashpola b'yamasagi, one on top of the other. Therech melochia, ein lechalak bazeh. V'data da molecha reben shimshon mikutzi, lo svirlu kepirish rashi v'tos v'pirish v'choftan, haina she'irvan, ele she'pirush, pirshu, she'shpilo namata. And remember, the porachot rabbeinu peretz, lehosin marov aleyem, they hold kol shemunochem zeh al gabzeh, haina chavota. And they say over there, that sounds more right to me. Who's the Dan? Shulchan Aruch, other Rishonim. The Carmel and the Bina Eruv, Dafka, and the Chalak Klal Benim Hakosha Lamalo Lamata. Makes sense to me. The Mamma Mordechai says exactly the same thing. Rabbeinu Peretz and Shimshon arguing on Rashi Tosfos who has to be actually intermingled. They say it's enough to lower it down. Is it touching each other? It's not considered Eruv. Yitzchak Kosher Tzilsa Meruva Michamsa. And that works. Even the apostle is moved on the Merucha Lamala Harbe, quote the Shitas HaTosfos. Nimsa de Bezeh Mimonashach, Kosher Asukal Rashi Tosfos, Bnei Shetilsim of Michamsa. Ule Avi Ezvi, Lo Mahani Tilsim of Michamsa, Felix Shoshim Betzel, Sukal Bnei Shilim, So, Maitzel Lamala Koshkan Shoshim Betzel, Ilion, Hello Mikri Zeh Beshem Eruv. Wow. According to the Rav Yoh, this is called Eruv. Now, why should it be called Eruv according to the Rav Yoh? Why? So you might say that the Rav Yoh, who requires 50% of Schach Kosher, not 40-20, 51 at least of Schach Kosher, so if the as long as the things are touching each other, it's considered to be one unit. And the top part not going to be Mevatel the bottom part. Why should it? It's still sort of one unit. But according, and I had sneakers, so it's sneakers, so what? It's still one unit. But according to Tosfos, that you're counting the Schach Posel towards the 50%, not going to be enough one on top. It has to be Mamish Mishnah. So it's Hobo Hotalia, Mipshuto, as per the Mapiolocha, Dira Masla Mikri, which I think is more correct. I think it's a more correct interpretation. With me so far? So, Rabbi Olsen, so far we've explained, I think, the sheet is pretty clearly, pretty well. And now we're ready to begin the next part of the Sugya. And that is the four cases of two sukkahs. We didn't even touch it yesterday. We didn't go near it. So by now everyone's learned the Gemara and knows inside and out, backwards and forwards. Let's take a look. The Mishnah said two things. Sukkah tachas ila. Then it said, sukkah bi sukkah. Yonak sheretach tana psula. Tana rabbana. Basukkah teshu. Velo basukkah shetachas asukkah. Basukkah shetachas ila. Basukkah shetachas abayis. Three things from the same word. Ad Rabba Besukos with a vav Tati Mashma. Or Rav Nachman, no. Besukos ksiv, it's pronounced Besukos Teshu with a vav. Look on the Chumash, it's a Torah Rashalim. It's without a vav. Fine. So far, so good. Now comes the four cases. Or Rav Yirmiyah. Now, don't get bewildered. It's easy. Just go slow. Pomim shesteng sheres, pomim shesteng psulas, pomim shetachtona ksher yon psula, pomim shetachtona psula yon ksheres. He already, he had somebody spinning. Don't spin. Go slow. The Gemara is going to take each one of the four cases and explain them one by one. Pomim shesteng ksheres hechidami kigon shetachtona chamsa meruba mitzilsa. Everything's under 20. The top is tzilsim, but the bottom is chamasim. How does Rashi explain? Yeah, Rashi got pushed off to Yudah ben Alf because there wasn't enough room for him. Because the whole different gear sauce, which we'll see soon. Up to Rabosai, the fifth narrow line, Yudah ben Alf. Our case. The lowest schach of its chamsa was like nothing. The tarvayim miskashim b'schach elyon, because elyon is within 20 amis of what? La oretz, not 20 from the roof of the, but from the ground. This is an obvious case. If I'm sitting under two, the lower one is flimsy, doesn't count as a sukkah. The top one will take care of the bottom sukkah. Without a problem, as well as to take out a top sukkah, Gavaldik. It's the most easy case. Yes.
It's possible that, like, if the top one is like 51% schach, so that the roof of the top one is fine, but by the time you get to the, like, the bottom one, there's actually more schach, the same schach.
We're not discussing the borderline case that we spoke about on Thursday, 51%. But don't mind, it's 60%, 80%. Case two. Rashi says, what, 20 from where? Ligago shel tachtona. You come from the roof of the lower one. Shikarki isa shel elyona. Now, why are they both possible? For obvious reasons. The bottom is possible shtei sukkos. The top is possible more than 20 amas high. Again, the first two cases are pretty. Rabbi said, don't start spinning yet. It's the easy part. Now we're going to start to spin a little bit. Case number three. Pabim shetachtona ksheira ve'elyona psula. Hechi dami, Rabbi Osai, the top line, adaf yudam and aleph. Kigon. Shetachtona tzilsa meruba mechamsa. Okay, that's a prerequisite for it to be kosher. Velyona chamsa meruah mitzilsa. Stop right here. It's a great case. The kaimri tarvaya betoch esrim. Yeah. It's a great case. The bottom is kosher. Why? Tzilsa meruah. The top is posel. Chamsa meruah. And they're both within 20. Now the truth is, what if the top one is more than 20, Rabbi Osai? Should it make a difference? Oh, what difference does it make? Either way, it's going to be puzzle. It's either puzzle once or puzzle twice. It's puzzle because the chamsa meruba and it's the bala michof. Okay, if it's puzzle once or puzzle twice, let's read Rashi. Again, read the Rashi. This is the longer Rashi. Tischach shel elyono lav schachu. V'lo mivsla tachtona mishum suka tachas suka. Okay. V'lyona psula mishum dechamisa meruba mitzilsa. Gong t'kaimit havaya b'to chof l'oretz. Tzal girsim. T'i elyona, watch this, l'malam e'esrim. Av tachtona psula. Why? Should the mitzdarev schach posla b'le schach kosher. Should the schach kosher, excuse me, Schach lemalam yichav psula. Rabbi says stop. I thought Rashi is the one who said there's no problem on Testament Bays. That if you have enough schach tzusim uchamsa of schach kosher, we don't care what happened on top. So astir and Rashi. This is what we saw in the Korban Asana yesterday. Astir and Rashi. So he said no. Rashi is a Rav Yomer. I Rashi and Testament Bays seem to say differently. No. Different. We'll get back to it as we go. Aval kikoy b'sochof let's starve. Uvashal yes tzilsim u'michamsa. the tilsel tachtonim shem sukkah tachas sukkah. So he insists that the tachton, that the elyona be what? B'toch etrim rabosai. We're just learning more Rashi now, no Tosfos. Fourth case. Pomeshe tach elyona k'sheva tachtona psul lechidami. Go on the tavayu tzilsimu mechamsa. For kaimi elyona toch etrim. Top is kosher, the bottom is puzzle. Why? Sukkotach as a sukkah. Rashi says, Sukkotach as a sukkah. You want to achof the gaga shotach tonu, karkis with el yona, fine. Says the Gemara, pshita! All four cases are easy. Why is the Yemi spending so much time? It's obvious, all obvious. So, watch this. Tach tonu, ksherev, el yona, psula. Which one is that? Case number three, correct? It's Trichalei. Mao the tame and nigzer dilma mitstarf schach posel by the schach kosher. Komash malon. Rashi, pshita. Tchi had me nayo chamse movable lav sukkah tach a sukkah umay hashmina rabbi yuria. Tachto no ksher vel yona psulis trichalei. Ki de kaim el yona betol chof. That's Kirsis Rashi. Mao the tame and nigzer the mifsel tachto no mishim de zibnen de kaim el yona le malami chof. Now it's 19 Amasai. Tomorrow will be 21 Amasai. Make a gzeira. Lo masik adaita lemecha shatachtonim mishim tzir poslim kosher. Umi dechazi le'elyon chamsim ruva sova the command lesiyu lo poslim tachtonim v'kamash malon lo gazrina and ha to ha. Stop. Rabosai. She make a gzeira ha to ha. No sukkah in the world is kosher. Obviously the would-be gzeira would be limited in this case. Wouldn't apply to every single sukkah. But they never have a kosher sukkah, like a gzeir. Keep that in mind. Fine. Rabos, any questions so far? Pashim Shah. Now Tosfos. I told you we have a big Tosfos. Don't panic. Just divide it. Chop it up into little pieces. Okay? And even these beautiful Olds of the Gemaras, they have boldings in the Tosfos. You have that in your Gemara? You don't have Olds of
Adam? It is those Olds of Adam. Later versions.
I think I have the newest version. I got it from the yeshiva. I won perk they gave me. I got a free Gemara. So don't belittle it. It's a free modern Ozor Gemara. Brand new with the bolded Tosfos. What year is this? 2016. Hey, what does yours say? My curiosity, what year? The first page is copyright. Rabbi Y. Leifer, 8 Truman Avenue, New Square.
2012.
In those 4 years, they made some improvements, including this. Okay, don't buy new Gemara. Go broke with every new improvement. But I'm happy to have the new one. This is Truman. They're very patriotic in New Square. Every block is a different president. I'm not sure what's going to happen right now, but until now, they're all presidents and they're big patriots. And if you go to a wedding on a terrace, China, which I've been to 3 such weddings in the last couple of weeks, it's right there. It's a new square. And they read the Ksuba yesterday. They said, Mosa New Square, Samach Lemansi. So they actually said it that way. It's a separate municipality, apparently. Yeah. It's Ksveri Hasidim. Anyway, so Rabbi Leifer is the son-in-law of the famous Goyin, Rav Neuschloss. It's Ksveri Dayan. And he is an unbelievable man. He put together the whole Oz Vahoda, the whole Masifta. He also, by his spare time, runs the whole mikveh in Muncie, the beautiful new mikveh. And he has an unbelievable powerhouse. I don't know how he does that. He sleeps at night. He runs running over the world raising money for these projects. So he went to meet a Paul meeting for him in Riverdale. I went to say hello to him just to shake his hand. It's an outstanding, what he's done for Klal Yisrael on the list. How old is Oz Vahoda? 15 years, the whole thing. For people like me, whose eyes are not what they used to be, now it's your age. It's a laser sharp type. The best proof is that art school uses it now. All the new art school Gemaras, they use the old one as opposed to the. It was good enough in the old days, the Vilna Shas, I'm not saying it's bad. Ha'amon of Achim Rom, and then Vilna, and then 100 something years ago, but this is just sharper. And they made the new riffs and the new rush, you know, with the new Mordechais, that's all. So we're very grateful to these people. Okay, back to Tosfos. We're getting a commercial. Now back to Tosfos. So the first part of Tosfos we learned yesterday. I don't want to repeat it again. We'd fine. Now, we're starting for those who have the new edition. Does anyone have a new edition besides me? Nobody. I'm talking to myself. Here, they even have subdivisions in the Tosis. That's Gog of Aldik. The Hod Arminon, we're picking up about the 12th narrow line, is bolded in my version. It's a new Tosis. Right, this is the most important of the case, right? The third case. Kigom. Shatachtona Silsimu Mechamsa. Right? That's the top one of the Yud. Veliona Chamsu Mitzilsa. Vekaimi Tarvayu Metochov. The Mashma. Hokaima Eliona Lamala Mechov. Tachtona Nami Psula. Should the mitzvah of schach posel by schach kosher? How can that be? Told us it's not true. Hosa mari she'ein atachtona tzilsa meruba ela machmas elyona. Whoa! When it says in the Gemara, that's not the pashup shot. It says tachtona tzilsa meruba. It means only betzir of elyona. Oh, no wonder. No wonder you need the bottle to be under 20. You couldn't find this Torah. Sure. And here it's way big difference between them. Yesh loma to ha'omar rova hosam that feel yesh ben zeh lezeh shlosha yesh begabel gagel tevar amin chavot rami and it's kosher abosai. So this is shita satosvis. Doesn't matter what's on top, it's irrelevant. As long as you have tzilsim b'chamas on the bottom, always going to be kosher. Now we come to a new variable, Rabbeinu Tam. A new variable. Rabbeinu Tam is bolded in my print again. Forish the lamala meeshim lo choshiv schach posel meachash ein psapsul melamachas go. We saw this once before, if you recall. Kosher leo hod arminan. Now in my Gemara, this not only is it bolded, it's actually in block print. How's by yours? No, the headings are bolded in Rashi script, like the rest of Rashi and Tosfos. The bolding. Here, they quote a Gemara, they have it in block print. Tachtonek Sheira Valyona Psulit Strichale. Mao the Taman and Star of Schach Postalavik as Kosher. Shaduch Akakutris Lafarish. The Yafa Gab the Kaim Valyona Matochof. Mao the Taman Nigzel the Mifsal Tachton Mishim the Zin and the Kaim Valyona the Malami Esrim. Tlo Masaka Taita the Mechasha Tachton Mishim the Seer of Postal and Kosher. Umid the Chosel Kicham Samruba. Sova Command the Lessi Dummy. Lo post tachtona kamash lo gazvinan ha tu ha v'doch akuze to make sure gzeira ma pito v'od in my time I have a matzah the mema shteim ksheres it's trichlei every single schach even one sukhia I have a minute to pass the gzeira and kavachom there too. He doesn't like it. The goras are in the time. Here's where the gersology comes in. Rabbeinu Tam changed the gear, so the guards have been a tam tachton ksheir elyon psulechidam ikigon. You compare this, which we're reading now in black print in my Gemara, to the top line of that Yud in your Gemara. Going del yona chamsa meruba mitzilsa. Turned it around, right? For tachtona tzilsa meruba mechamsa, for kaima tachtona bitochav. He turned it around because it's not so good to have kaima tachtona betochav if tachtona is first on the other in between. Well, you could have said it that way, but he turned it around. Then once it changed, he must have changed the turn around also. Once you're taking a felt to pen out. Yeah. Kolomar, avel yona lo chashina bechol inyan the kaima afil the malam michov lo mifsla tachtona beochiv find the kama shas mau the tamer the star of schach posa schach kosher. Kolomar. Sheyechoshev schach posel machmas the kaimel yon and the malam echov kamash malam chagav lechoshev schach posel eir menav gimel ksas pesha menatam. We discussed this by riches. Remember menav dalin miksa schach tochov miksa malam echov Afal gav the ishaklis lahi ye chamsimu mitzilsa, mashma hosam, tiksheira mishum akshav haivalit silsa mumu mechamsa. And the fact that it's above 20 is not tzchach posel, it wouldn't pass. Miu gabi hutsun yodin perashna liyel afilu choshav tzchach posel, ksheira, the mark should silsa mumu mechamsa, mashe betoches. I kalshins love ye chamsimu mitzilsa, hainu. That's old stuff in Abdallah. Adkan, so Rabbi Natan is a variable on Tosus. He's even more Megal than Tosus. We thought Tosus was the biggest Megal on earth. No, Rabbi Natan is more Megal. The same as Tosus, but he adds the Malam Yichav was not Pasul. It's not intrinsically Schach Pasul, Rabosai. Wow. Wow. Now, let's open up the Shulchan Aruch. See what he says about Simen Tov, Reish, Chof, Ches, Sif, Aleph. I mean, before we were Tov, Reish, Chof, Vav, now we're Tov, Reish, Chof, Ches. Open your Mishnah Berurah, please. Sukkah Chetachas Sukkah. Hoyona Ksheira Batachtona Psula. What kind of language is that? What kind of language? All four cases? Tachto Elyona Ksheira Batachtona Psula? What? There are four different cases. This is only case number what? Case number what? Four, right? Case number four. Pomim she tachtona ksheira velyona. Shaitona psula yona ksheira. That's what it says. Just to reverse the order. This is the fourth case. Okay. Fine. Now let's see Mishnah Berurah before we go any further. What do you mean? So, let's read this first B'alacha. Umayre shel yonu toch esrim. Right? The upper sukkah is within 20. Obviously, otherwise it couldn't possibly be kosher. And why is tachtona psula? Why? Sukkah, tachas, sukkah. But now, Rabosai, and we should, I know I didn't want to do this yet, but since I just want to read straight, so let's put this Mishnah Berurah aside for the next Gemara. We never quite got to the last piece of the Gemara. We discussed the first part yesterday, the second part just today, and the third part. And both of we left off. Kamiye ben sukkah le sukkah itachtona psula. That's our present topic. How much gap? Or mavuna tefach. Shkimatzinu b'olei tuma tefach. Tanya. Tefach al tefach b'rum ha'atma is a tuma. Chod me a tuma. Pochas b'rum tefach. Well, maybe the chotzei, so wouldn't count it at all either. Fine. Rav Chista, Rabba, Rabba, Hunami, Arba. Four tvachim. Shalom, but sinu mokam choshev pochos mi Arba. A little bit unusual, because mokam choshev Arba is in a horizontal direction. Here the four is in a vertical direction, but okay. Ushmul amar, asara, 10. The only time the prompt is 10 tvachim between one roof and the other. Why? My time with the Shmul. Kech shera kach psula. Mach shera bi asara, psula bi asara. Makes sense to me. Hanan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Im ein diyun bel yon atachton akshera. Rabosai. If you recall the Mishnah, Daf Tesam and Aleph. If the last line of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, well, no, where is it? Excuse me, Tesam and Beis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Im ein diyun betach bel yon Hatachtona ksheira. Now they're pulling out, Rabbi, we haven't had him until now. My, ain't the urim, I do. What do you mean? Ilema the urim mamish, or to the urim kogare? If people live there, it makes a difference. They live there, not there. No. Ela, my, the urim, kosher ain't a real adira. Hechidami, blogova asara, michlal, the tanakama sava, avapisha ain't a real adira, psula, akash against tum, Rabosai, against no. Shmuel, right? Against Shmuel. Kasha l'shmul midrabanon, yeah. Kosar avdimi omar, anna amri b'marava, im eina tachtona yechola l'kabel korah muksosa shel oyona, hatachtona k'shera. Michal tanakama sovar, afa pisha eina ruil l'kabel psula. That mean? Rashi. What's this appendage to the sugya over here? Read Rashi. Without Rashi, you can't budge. Kiyosir avdimi omar b'marava, hi ein ruil l'dira, dekam rav yudah, Lavish ain gavoa k'omar, should be a kash against Shmuel, right? The imkain the Tanakama namik shera, because Shmuel is right. So Rav Dimi is now answering Shmuel, right? It's not so apparent in the sugya, but that's what the Rashi is saying. Elkshe ain beria v'chazaka lekabel korm k'sosus v'korm shloyona v'lishin tachdona shera ma'atayma de Shmuel t'chshera kach psula. The same way as you need 10 fachim clearance, you also need, it has to be inhabitable. It has to be strong enough to hold his pillow. If they don't require inhabitability, it shouldn't require 10 fachim either. Still a kashig on Shmuel. Shani says Rashi Gemenayu, the Rabbanon Savri, Kevan Yechol Lekabel B'Dochak, Shem Sukal Aliona, Umifsa Tachtona, Rabbi Yudah Savar, Kevan Lekah Tashmish Lehedya, Lav Shem Sukal Aliona, but it's all talking what there is 10 Tfachim. Otherwise, it'd be nothing. Ad Kan Sukal Sagamah. Why? I don't need to go this now, but I don't want to skip the Shulchan Aruch. So, I see the Shulchan Aruch, how he quotes this, okay, Rabbi Osei? Take a look. Watch. Taton is psula. Tof resh chav ches sifal. Obadi b'shabura. Hanimidik shiachola la tachtona lekabel kor muksosa shel elyona. Afir de etchak. Yesh b'neim asor atvari. Baz like Shmuel. Not so obvious. Not only shon hol like Shmuel, Rabosai. Not everyone agrees that Shmuel is right. We'll see. Oh, sheesh b'neim asor tefachim al ein yachol lekabel korm ksos shel yona afil de etchak hatachton akshera mimesuchek as kilchosa afil mel yona lemala mechav. Whoa, lemala mechav. Whoa, sounds like whom, Rabbi Osai? Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Shalom, Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam? Really? That's what it sounds like. This is exactly Rabbeinu Tam. Word for word. Unbelievable. Pasuk Rabbeinu Tam. Read the Mishnah Berurah Zayin and Ches who tells you so, in case you forgot. Rabbeinu Tam. Says the Hilge Sharat Sien Sifkotten Ches. Umikom. Ein lil mod mikan im hel yona eino asuyo lit sail. Binyan de posulum shim tasa velo mina osui. Woo! Did we mention that, yes? Did we come across it just once? Not at all? So we mentioned this briefly. Taas Tomas is the main topic on the next Ramakom Shit. We're not far from being there yet, but keep it in mind. Chag HaSukkos Taas Alecha means you have to make it, not Nasas Me'eleho. If there's a haystack and I burrow out a hole 7x7x10, that's possible. I didn't make the schach. The schach was there from before. Haystack. Okay? With me? That's called Psul Taas Alomanosu. You might think, this is what the Sharatim is coming to exclude, you might think that Taas of Lomanosi has certain similarities to the Malam Echof. Insofar as the schach itself is kosher, it's not like metal, which is Eidik Dulum and Mekabel Tumma. It's not like Mechuber. It's not an intrinsic psul. So you might have had a Havamir that should be treated the same as the Malam Echof. No. No, Rabosa. No. The psul, the tassel, and also, Gorat Fe, mi psul, the Lamala Michov, who says so, a gosh from Akiva Eger. Akiva Eger said so. You may recall, way, way back, we discussed my Rebbe's whole beautiful Pshat and Dolphin Akuma. Oh, we were discussing the question whether it can work this way or it works this way, right? And there was someone raised a question that we can say Lamala Michov is not considered to be schach posel, and therefore the schach, it can slide over this way. When it comes to a bias, we don't say that. Somebody asked me, but there it's also not intrinsically posel. It's only taslam and osu. I said, you have to see from the quote of my Rebbe, you have no choice but to assume Rebbe Ki Vega's distinction, that taslam and osu is worse than the Malam Echof. It's more of an intrinsic posel, it's not posel mamish in the sense that the chefsa can be made kosher, you pick it up, put it down, we can see later. But Afal Pi Kein, it's to some extent considered a more intrinsic psul than Lamala Michal. Fine. Rabosai, we saw four cases in the Gemara, time for a review. Instead of reading the Gemara, we'll read the Bir Halacha. Here was a review course. Rabosai, have a crash course of review courses? Take a look in the Bir Halacha. Vahani Midi Shichol. Vagemara Isa Od Vezechi Luke. Vaklal. The Laola made a postal, Mitam Sukha Shetachas Asukha. Ela schach shetzilso b'mechamso, aber chamso b'mitzilso lo mikvi schach livso b'tam sukot achasuka. For the chen shetachtona chamso meruba v'yona tzilso meruba v'kaim betoch esven me'aretz shnehem ksher. Because the first one's not achasuka, it's nothing. It's not under two. That's the first case. Uksha shnehem tzilso meruba v'kaim b'yona l'mala me'esven meschach atachtona shnehem psulim. Just follow the math. Uksha tachtona tzilsa meruba eliona chamsa meruba kaima betoch esrim l'rashi koiz el eliona shidah benetam shachanach pasuk says that kol arat tachtona fine hatachtona ksheira v'eliona pesula uksha tachtona tzilsa meruba mechen eliona kaima betoch esrim me'aschach shol tachtona eliona ksheira v'tachtona pesula kol elin halachas psukus b'gemara. Liodati loma ishmitu aposkim adkan divrei bikurei Yaakov on the Rishonim. The Achron did quote it, but the Shulchan Aruch didn't quote all these cases. Bipshut adkan a summary of the sugya, courtesy of the Chofetz Chaim in Bir Halacha Divrei Maaseh Vahani Mili. Fine, a beautiful, beautiful summary. Beautiful summary. Now, Rabbi Akiva Eger, who was the quoting over here in Tav Reish Chav, open up, you have a big Shulchan Aruch, Tav Reish Chav Ches, see Rabbi Akiva Eger. See what he says. Tav Reish Chav Ches. When we call, I'm reading the Lashon of Rabbi Akiva Eger. When we call, man, little Lord Mikan, the million ain't a Asur, the tail being in your deposit, which I'm telling and also the God King Sherif. Came in that schach but smooth away in the puzzle. It's not mummish metal or attached to the ground. I ain't sugar that with Zion and Aleph. Where such a potential distinction is made. In my fancy Shulchan Aruch, there's a little letter Zion, where it says, Ulai, it should be Tez Zion and Aleph, Benachotet Begodish, which the Rabbi Kiva quotes momentarily. Dal Korchach, Muchach the psula the tassel and also Gorat's worst fame. The psula of Michal. How do you know? Through the come on Simon Tov Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Hey Paskinon Dim Ma. Shemichutz lehechshe sukkah. Hula malam ichov koshem dim psala yotzim in a sukkah. Came with the eight of that smusos chach posel that we spoke about already a long time ago. If you remember. Come on, simetov fresh lamed hey, gabe chotet begodish paskinon the yamashu chutz lehech shesuka yeshem mishum taslam and asui Posel Deshebo. Ayin Shom. So you cannot prove that the leniency of the Malam Echof would work in the case of Tase Velo Min Ha'osui. That's Rabbi Kivega's Raya. They're not comparable. He didn't say for sure it's no good. There's no Raya that it's no good. There's no Raya that it's no good. Oh, take a look at both in the Prima Godim, Mishmet Zozov, Simen Tov Reish Chavov, end of Sivkot and Dalet. Tov Reish Chavov, Mishmet Zozov, end of Sivkot and Dalet. It's on the same page in Mar Shulchan Aruch. Doesn't sound right. I'm not finding it right at the present time. We'll find it for tomorrow. He says that it's okay. We'll wait till I find it and then we'll discuss it. Right now, I must have written down the wrong source. We'll go find it. Rabosai, we'll come back. On that, Yudim and Aleph. Yudim and Aleph, a very important Rashi. Shtehen. Shtehen Ksheiros. What's it? No. Shtehen Psulos. Kaim Elyon Lamala Michov. Ligata Shel Tachton. Shikakisa Shel Elyon. Ooh, it's not so pushing. I told you. How do you know 20 off from what? 20 from the ground? Or 20 from the roof? Rashi says 20 from the roof. That's what Rashi says. It's incredible. However, not so simple. If you turn to the Ravid, it's on the Marma Kamas Rabosa. The Ravid is at the very beginning of the Masechta. It's either Aleph Amud Beis, if you have the old Gemaras, or page Beis in the new Gemaras. Take a look. Everyone has it? Asagas Ravid, page Beis in the new Gemaras. Okay, what's the context, Rabosai? Oh, an old context. The first thing we spoke about after Yom was this question. Three opinions in the Gemara, why the Malam Yichav is puzzled, how do we paskin? We discussed it from the perspective of the Rosh and the Rif and the Ran. We didn't get to the Ravid. Okay? The Rif says, Rabosai, Hilchos HaKerova, the Kaimelon Sukkah Dira Saroy Bina, Rabbi Yehuda the Machshir Svirle Sukkah Diras Kavabina Vasilchos the Kavasei. So the Rif pulled a fast one over here. He pasted the Rabbi Yehuda, he's called a donkey tail, is that what they used to call it when I was a kid growing up? He put that the Rabbi Yehuda tail on those who disagree with Rava, because Rava says Diras Aroi Bina, Rabbi Yehuda says Diras Keva Lamala Michov is okay. So we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, we have to pass him like Rava. Okay? Fine. And he says a famous line, if you have a tzfanis magios tzchach, koshkein tabla diras keva. According to those who say you can't see it, if the wall goes up, you can see it. Those who say it's kevitz, it makes it even worse. Okay, fine. This is what the Rif says. Says the Balamor, of course the Balamor always knocks the Rif, that's his whole job over here. Okay. He says, the Rif is right. Do you believe us? So you knew it, because there were Rifs out. Pshee! He thinks the Rif is right. Can you believe it? But most of the Rif is right. So why did he write anything for? Just the Rif is just right. Well, not exactly right for his reason. You know, all right, you know. couldn't forgive him that. Okay. Fine. I'm reading now the Balamor on column 2, page base, right before that little aleph, which signifies arriving. Ubevare the time of the Rabbah Beferusha, the Masnis and Odif, from the Basrahu. He's Basrahu. And Vafilo Abayah, the Akshiela, Okabli, the time of Vidashkhan, the Abayah, that's in Navzayan, Rabbi Rav Yoshe, Rabbi Yuda, Kulus Fil, who Sukhus Diras Kevabina, Uminash Ramit, the Tamaya de Rabbana, Mishun de Bina Sukhus Diras Aroy. Fiafka of the Choshli Rabbana Kusha da Bai Kedamoran Kedamina Kulu Kuravel Armi Bishem Kusha da Bai Kedam Nashkan Leila Bai Gufe Tu Mora de Kusha the Kabli Le Tamei the Rava Kedamina the Rava Odif Valo Sam Chinon because Abai himself agrees. Fine. Says it right. Omer Avraham. Kol Masha cause of Zeha Chochom. Start off better than yesterday. Those remember yesterday she was fireworks. This is now he's starting, you know, now it's starting a little bit more calm. The time of the Rav of Pirush the Masnisin Odif ain't no clue. It's still tame compared to yesterday. Ain't no clue. It's nothing. He didn't say all of his chedushim were no good. And he didn't say he's bringing darkness to the world instead of light. So, you know, today's a calmer day than yesterday. Fine. Those who weren't here, just look on page Aleph, you'll see those statements. Fine. The Emisham, the Basrahu, the Mokom Pluk, the Ein Halacha Ketamba, the Mokom Arav, the Rabbi who? Rabbi was Rover's Rebbe. Umay the Kamada Fila, Bayadak Shele, Kabbalah Tame, Umay Kible. Who says? Omay Malach Rabbonin. Nami diras keva bo shum dlo shalta be einahu de pasle nami kerev zeir de leket sel schach and lo havale the abaya the mimni rabbonan b'hai shita shum dlo yedia tabay doesn't say he accepted it nami the ola me malach rabbonan sabi diras aroy binan v'hai de pasle malami chof lab mi tamer de rovo tamachwino teda the rav chanan baraba omalo the lo kachad must have a different reason. Has another reason. Which we have three reasons. There must be a fourth reason. The fourth missing phantom reason. Lo kaima afilu beruach mitzuya, fi ma'isav shelzeh ish psala lo sukasa. Avle masor chazaka, afal pishi tzara gvoa meyasrim ksheira. Rabbi Yudel machshid the stam the fisha yev shelo lasosa ela chazaka. Zela das Rav Chanan Baraba amarav the lo kachad. Teira the Rav Chanan Baraba the lo kachad. This is a repeat. Just repeating the same thing again. Okay. So therefore, whatever he says ain't a clue. Fine. Vasmach, skipping a few lines. Shesomach Ravzal, al suga de Rav Yirmiyah. What did Rav say? Rav said one more line. So you have it on page Gimel, lines 2 and 3. Vod osugyon biinyan suga gabi suka kavose de Rav Shaych. Our Gemara we learned today, suga basuva is a proof to Rav. What's the proof to Rav? Did you figure it out? What's the proof to Rav? So the rabbi is going to try to figure out what is the proof to Rav. Vasmach shesamach harav zal al sugi de Rabbi Yirmiyah de azla kirova ma'od hi dako v'chalusha. What's going on? The rabbi is saying about the riff that this raya is very weak, thin and weak. Umayniyud b'damar Rabbi Yirmiyah. What does the riff mean? Tomim sheshteyem psulos. Going to Tavayu Tzilsimu Michamson, the Kaimel Yonah Lamala Michof. Yeah. Vi Kerabo, Vi Havel Yonah Lamala Michof, Min Hakarka. What did Rashi say? From the Gag. Min Hakarka, Amai Psula, Hoki Yosef Begag Atachtona, Shalta eina begagal yona. He assumes it means 20 from the floor, and if you're in the top, in the lower sukkah, you can see the schach. He's sitting on top of the lower sukkah. Ela kerovis vile. The cholam alam yeshrim psula. Zeo tam or rabzal. That's his raya, rabosai. But shteim psulos. Yeah, the elyona is lamala mechof. What do you mean lamala mechof? Lamala mechof from the karka. But there's an intervening roof. And you're sitting higher up. Yeah, it's a right to Rava. According to Rava, who cares the intervening roof? You have to be afakert, as the roof rifts a kolshkem. If what? If the walls go to the top, it has to be stronger. If the walls are holding up two roofs, it has to be stronger. Meridik. Says the writer about the riff. V'chutz mikvodo. Yeah, we say the mechilas kvodo. V'chutz mikvodo. The riff's covered is great, but ein kan raya. Te'ika lememar hay lemal mi'eshem ama the kama bigagat achtona. Come like Rashi says, it's not 20 from the floor. It's 20 from the roof of the lower one. Adraba. The less of the derava. Backwards. If the 20 is measured from where? From the roof, to raya against rava. The taktona psula mayimish msukha shetachas asukha. Tapele the kulu tefanos bo diras keba over the chelko lemala michof. Umay darina nami besefa. Taktona ksheri vayona psula istrichale. Brackets. Zimna davi elyona lemala michof. Amod av yischak posel ma'od etema ligzor dilma mitzdar yischak posel b'yischak kosher shma yeah mikomakom tachtona korilei yischak kosher. It's called yischak kosher, rabosai. It's called yischak kosher. Yeah. Vikarava holekach aschak kosher. Why? Sharet sorek litfanos diras keva holu gavos meesrim. Whoa! Did you hear what he just said? If I have walls that must be 20 amos high to hold up the upper roof, even if I have a schak which is 10 amos high, it's also possible. According to Rava, we don't measure by the schak; we measure by the walls, what they needed to hold up. Whee! Achilish and Rivet. Alavadai the loker Rava. Oh my goodness gracious. Against Rava. Now again, the Rav is only saying it depends what does it mean. When you measure the 20? From the roof or from the floor? If you assume the Rav is way, it'll be right if I can't against the riff. I can always learn the other way. It's not clear where the 20 is measured from.
Boy,
fine.
That would give a problem for the sukkah by the new hotel in Jerusalem.
Yeah, but there's only one roof, and that roof is less than 20 amos high. So the rabbi only passes if the wall has to hold up another tzach that's more than 20 amos high. So the wall difference is okay. The Biyana sukkah, that's a different story. No, because Biyana sukkah is more than 20 amos high, if you ask me. I was there, looked to me more than 20 amos high. Did anyone ever measure it? Should measure it. Okay, right. Fiyod. The old call ahi sugad avdalah to hoots in your dolamata miyestrim v'chein bona itztva v'emtzi isa kula deloka rava. It's all against rava. Michtei tefanas eschach lemala miyestrim amahim ki hoots in your dolamata v'chein bona itztva my havi v'la diras keva boilu delokaima v'diras haroi won't stand. So now rava's on the ropes. Hello. Eagle the meymar. The Rava lo kopi dat fanos ben divas keva la divas haroi el aschoko. That's the obvious heresy of Rava. The beinon schach she roa le dofne haroi keva dike hutsin yodim o istva vika schocha de chazal divas haroi uvahachichul shmeitz aliba the rav can work. Afa p says shinuya dechika. Nu. Miu mitarze divi haravzal lo asile kusha manach shmeitz kulu. In other words, the riff brought a riot from here. He wants to say it's a kasha from here. Let's call it a draw. It's no raya, no kasha. Call it a draw with the riff. Okay. Umisukah gabe sukah nami the maisi rayam ina he habituufte it's a kasha the cave on the iu meforesh el yono lemala meesrim min hakarka kaomar against Rashi amai psula lerava follow avir el yono roy the sukah roy so it's a kasha against the riff. Elavadai, Bosa Govan shall define us as Lina, the cave in the Gabai Uvalo, Kaimba Bidira Sarai, Psulos, the Atana Shmaita Kulan, Kasha Lirova, Ladasa Ravzal. It's a Kasha against Rova. Udidan, Lo Kasha Midi, Tahana Shmaita, Bosa Avir as Lina, Visuka Gabi Suka get the Parishna Liel, Tel Yona Lamalami Esim, the Koma, Lamalami Gaga, Tatalak Rashi, Til Lamalam and Akarka Koma, Holo gora gara tachtona miyitzitba b'em tzisa zhichshos ala bishim imala miyesrim. So the rabbi is saying, if I'm right and Rashi's right, you count from the Eliona, then it's a draw. No right either way. But if the riff is right, you count from the karka, then if anything, it's a kasha against the riff, not a raya to the riff. Rabbosai, everyone with me so far? So we just spent a lot of time reading through the rabbi. Okay, the rabbi, every line in the rabbi is Kodesh Kadosh. Now, our time is up. We'll have to stop. Tomorrow we'll continue with the sugya. I told you it's going to take a long time to get to this very classical sugya. But see, I just my one step at a time. Okay? Just give you a heads up. Next Sunday.